It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you all so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. It's Thursday. You know what that means? Closer to college football. We got Thursday night football. We had an NBA player, a former All-Star and MVP, retire today. Man, we got the retirement of the Oakland A's in Oakland. Damn it, the game actually might end in a few minutes. This is going to be sad. I'm going to cry. And then the White Sox, they avoid history. They've tied for being the worst team. They're trying to avoid it. Of course, we'll talk about the Cowboys and the Giants. That game gets started in about 2 hours. We're going to talk some Georgia Bulldogs and some Alabama Crimson Tide. Yeah, my local Georgia Bulldogs, they're going to be out in Alabama this weekend. And so Kennington Smith is going to join us from The Athletic to talk about whether or not these Bulldogs are going to get some type of revenge from last year against Alabama. That one game kept the Bulldogs out of the playoff. It was disappointing, to say the least. Anyway, we got so much to get into. If you want to talk about it, anything with us, with me, it's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And if you want to listen, always on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Yes, talk to the machine and ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how are you on this Thursday afternoon?
I am good, JR. I didn't get arrested today, so that's a big
Whoa.
W.
Did I miss something? Did somebody get arrested I didn't know about?
Well, the mayor of my city is right now being investigated and possibly getting arrested, so.
Well, you didn't go to Turkey and take gifts, did you?
No. Okay. They wouldn't offer them to me, and if they were, now I know to say no.
Well, you're not running for office, so I think you could take first-class flights and $10,000 in public funds. I mean, you could do all of that. You're not running for office.
That's true. Do have a different privileges. You're right about that.
Yeah, you might as well use what you can. But it's nice to know that you're not in prison. He's not in prison yet either.
That's right. Just investigating.
Yet. I saw this man is facing 44 years. Did you see that? 44 years.
Oh, my God.
I
did not see that.
He's already like 60-something years old.
It's a life sentence. Jeez.
He won't be that long. Come on now. If he goes away. Because everything that has been, thrown his way, even some of the text messages that kind of implicate him, it's all alleged right now. Okay? He has to go through the system and be found guilty. Hickey, okay? It's a process. Like Brett Favre. Brett Favre is an alleged crook. Alleged.
That's right. The A word here is very key. So
the A word, yes.
Apologize for using an assumption there. But yes, all alleged, all investigations are going on right now. Nothing is official. That's
so
for sure.
The text messages where he said that he deleted. Of course, I delete my text messages. That doesn't count for nothing.
I guess not. Maybe that will not hold up in court. Just like Sherrill Moore, when he deleted his text messages, I don't know if that's going to go well whenever he faces the NCAA.
And Sherrill Moore says he can't wait for, the truth to come out.
That's true.
And speaking of A's, did you call somebody? Oh, the A word. The A's. Oh, my God. Hickey, I'm going to cry. Nobody's sad except, the people in Oakland are sad. They're down to their final out. The Texas Rangers are. The Oakland Athletics are leading the Rangers right now 3-2 out in the Oakland Coliseum. No, they did not open up that big old mound in center field. I forgot what they call it. Davis Land or Davis World, whatever the hell it is. And all the fans are standing up. This is quite a scene because this is going to be the last time that we see baseball in Oakland. This is going to be the last time that we see professional baseball played in Oakland. This team has been there since 1968. And their owner, John Fisher, is just taking them up to Sacramento before he moves them out to Vegas. And last night's game, the fans made it very clear what they wanted to happen. Listen to this chant from last night. It's too late to sell the team. The team is moving, and today's the final game. I mean, even last night, the final night game, I guess you can get that out the way. People were trying to take what they could. A couple of nights ago, somebody was trying to steal seats out of the Oakland Coliseum. Last night, there was one of the groundskeeper guys. He was giving away dirt. Listen to this from NBC Sports California.
I mean, how about this?
That's awesome.
More than happy to meet the request. I know for some it might be just a simple scoop, but for these fans, it's the physical embodiment of generation after generation enjoying this place and what it's brought.
Generation after generation. Man, they won 3 World Series in the 70s. They picked up another one at the end of the 80s. We've had veterans and stars and Hall of Famers. I mean, Dave Stewart was out there with Ricky Henderson. They threw out the first pitch. Hickey, did you hear Ricky Henderson said he made too much money to be sad? Did you hear that?
No, he did not say that.
He did. He did.
Oh, my.
He said, I gave too much and made way too much money here to be sad. And here's the final out unless the A's screw it over. And it's over. It's done. Final home game in A's history. Give him a hug. There you go. Hickey, these players haven't seen this many people in the stands ever. Because they suck, but ever.
Well, at least at home.
You said at least what?
At home? I've seen some of these crowds on the road.
Oh, well, I mean, how many people are selling out on the road? Who says in Texas or the Bronx or, I don't know, Seattle? Oh, my God, the A's are coming to town. Got to watch them.
Recently, not many people. You're right about that.
Yeah. Would you have taken up one of them scoops of dirt?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, that would have been pretty cool to have as a memento. Sad, but it's better than nothing. Better than a seat. I'd rather have dirt than a seat. What would you rather have?
I think I'd rather have the seat than dirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Ricky Henderson, to actually fully quote him, Hickey, and the quote is not all that much better. I can't be sad. I have too much money. And I did too much. let me finish.
Sorry.
Let me finish. I'll give you the full quote. Ricky Henderson, about the A's leaving Oakland, where he won an MVP in a World Series and all this stuff. Stolen bases, runs, all this great. I can't be sad. I have too much money. And I did too much here. All these great things here. I'm more happy than sad. Maybe later it will hit you when it's all said and done. But honestly, today I'm going to have fun. Ricky Henderson on the A's leaving Oakland. Hey, Ricky didn't care.
Wow.
I'm surprised he didn't refer to it. I'm surprised he didn't say Ricky can't be sad. I never heard the guy use a pronoun I in his life. Wow. This is awful.
What was worse, Ricky Henderson's quote right there or John Fisher's letter to the fans saying that they tried?
Oh, come on now. Fisher, just because. No, Ricky Henderson is out there. Everybody's saluting, tipping their caps to the fans. They're saying thank you. By the time these guys move to Vegas, none of these bums will be on the team. Mark Kotze, their current manager, former player, is actually saying some words right now to all the fans in Oakland. And this just really stinks. And I've said it. There's no more professional sports, no more big-time pro sports in Oakland. It's done. The Coliseum is a dump. I can certainly understand that. The Golden State Warriors found success, and they moved over to San Francisco, downtown at the Chase Center. The Raiders, quite nomadic themselves. The Raiders left California for good. They went out to Vegas, right off of the strip. And now you have this team, the Oakland Athletics. It took them 4 years after arriving to win a championship and then win 3 of them. And then another one in the 89, I think, 89-90. 89. This team is not, they just up and leaving. And it's not because there's no desire or there are too many teams in the Bay. You can't just everybody can't be a Giants fan. They're just leaving because of greed. Because if you got to pick one or the other to just run a playground in, Oakland is old. Vegas is new. It's shiny. You got to go ahead and move a team. And I know there's a lot of relocation every now and then that goes on in basketball. Teams like the Supersonics going to Oklahoma City. You got a team like Vancouver going to Memphis. The teams move. We know about the history of movement in the NFL. Rams are in Los Angeles now. With Chargers moved up the road from San Diego up to Los Angeles. I still call them the San Diego Chargers. In baseball, as crazy as it seems, there's not so much relocation. It doesn't happen a lot. The last team that really moved were the Expos. And I know it seems like that was a very long time ago, but it was 2005 when the Montreal Expos moved to D.C. and became the Nationals. We had the Senators move from Washington. Before that, they became the Rangers. That was in 1972. We have had two teams relocate since 1972. And not a lot, because we have legalized sports betting and gambling is much more widespread, and Vegas has developed and it's a playground for everybody. The Oakland A's, they're the ones who are just screwed, or their fans are screwed. This is going to be the last time I see anything in the Oakland Coliseum. Ain't no more Raiders, ain't no more A's. And I wouldn't be surprised if they started ripping up more dirt and more grass. And Hickey, you know what? You think about these cities and what they do. How long do you think, just thinking of government, how long do you think that the Oakland Coliseum is just going to stand there in the middle of that parking lot doing nothing?
Probably a while, right? Because in order to knock it down, don't you have to build something back up?
I don't know, man. Thing is decrepit. It's going to just probably sit there for the next 50 years just rotting away. I don't know what you do with it. What do you put there? You're not going to build another stadium to attract anything. You're going to build housing. It's literally a parking lot. And then the other stuff, Oracle Arena is right across the street. I don't even know if that's still standing there. It's just sad. Much love to everybody out in Oakland. This team is done. Hickey, I'm gonna hate the Vegas A's. I'm gonna hate them.
I already do. I'm still not sold that there'll be the Vegas A's. But
you think they're gonna, what are they gonna do? Go to Sacramento and just be stuck there for like 10 years?
I mean, it doesn't seem like Vegas wants them. I don't know what you do.
Oh man, it stinks. It's such a history. Ricky Henderson, Dave Stewart, Denny Eckersley, this is Reggie Jackson, go on and on. Now they're taking a group photo. Hey, we're the last loser-ass team out of Oakland. Okay. They're standing on the mound, everybody. Hey, at least the Oakland A's, the players, have something to smile about this season. They're not as bad as the White Sox, and now they're done. Everybody got their cups out, Hickey. They got cups so everybody can scoop up dirt. They brought a Tupperware for the players to collect dirt.
At this point, like, shouldn't it just, not a free-for-all per se, but, like, let the fans on the field take what they want? Well, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, my God. What, after the players leave, right?
Yeah. I'm not saying right now. Get them out of, obviously, safely. But, like,
right.
I mean, oh, like you God. Said, that stadium's a dump.
It is.
It's probably going to sit there for a while.
Yeah.
The dirt means more to the fans than whatever you're going to do with it.
Oh, man. There are kids crying in the stands. There's a kid who doesn't remember World Series. Not that it matters. But there's a kid crying in the stands. Man, this sucks. This is bad. 855-212-4227. You know, at least they won the game. They won 3-2. Good for them. And then earlier today, I guess if we want to find good news for the bad, oh, there's so many people crying. If we want to find good news for the loser teams, also the White Sox, they avoided history. They've been sharing this record with the New York Mets from 1962, dating back to Sunday. The next loss for the White Sox is going to be the record-breaking loss for the White Sox. They will have 121 losses on the season, which would be a modern record since the year 1900. Only the Mets lost 120 games, and they're tied with them right now. But for whatever reason, well, I know why. It's the Angels. They suck. The White Sox swept them today. They beat them three straight games. They won today 7-0. And here's the thing. They go play Detroit next. I think the White Sox are going to lose a game. They have to. Come on now. But really? Y'all get this close, and now all of a sudden, I'm not going to say you get good. This is the silver lining. Take a listen to this final call earlier today from the White Sox radio network.
The pitch, swing, and a two-hopper to Vaughn. He'll underhand to Iriarte at the bag, and the White Sox sweep the Angels. 7-0 the final. Again, their first shutout since late June.
Oh, man. Hickey, the announcers are not even happy. They're just like, whatever. Can we get the season over with?
That's it. They're counting down to Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. We just... Am I bad for hoping they lose one more game to have the record? Am I a bad guy for that?
No, because they deserve it. You can't be this bad. Then, I mean, look, they've been punished for it because they've been bad all year. But, like, be punished in terms of going down in history as the worst team.
Yeah. Beat the Mets. Yeah, just one more loss. Pathetic-ass baseball team. The White Sox. This was a sad baseball day. Even though both teams won. The White Sox, at least they avoid for another day. They got three games. If they lose one, they own the record for being the worst team since 1900. Now, that's a lot of work. In the Oakland A's, they got three more games. But damn it, they just played their last game in Oakland. People are crying. I'm going to tweet out a photo of a kid crying, and I don't know if I should feel bad about that. I think I do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of crying, we're going to have some crying Dallas Cowboy fans or some crying Giants fans at the end of the night. We got Thursday night football. On Saturday night, somebody's going to cry. Is it going to be Alabama? Is it going to be Georgia? We got some NFL teams. They have been crying all season long because they're 0-3. Like the Jaguars and the Titans. We got so much to get into. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk some Thursday night football between the Giants and them Cowboys.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Whoa. It's Black Rob. Whoa. Anyway. Whoa, we just had the final game. Oakland Athletics finishing up their time in Oakland. They're going to be going up to Sacramento next season before maybe eventually in a couple of years going to Las Vegas. They're going to act like nomads, a Major League Baseball franchise. Just disastrous. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. The fans just don't. Hickey, the fans don't seem to know what the hell to do. They're just lingering around. You have a couple of players who are still exiting the field. They're coming back out. They're giving away gloves and bats. I guess reality is hitting everybody. Everyone is just shocked and standing around. It's like, well, what do we do now?
It's surreal, right? Because, like, essentially, the fight is over. This has been going on for years. Will they leave? Will they stay? The push to keep them there. And now, like, it's like even just watching it as a non-A's fan, it's still just so bizarre and surreal just to watch. Like, this is it. Like, you'll never see that dump of a stadium again. It's get one last look. It's just, I guess, sad. I've never envisioned what it would be like to lose a team. That's like one of the things you always assume. They'll always be around. They'll probably not win, mostly. Unfortunately, we're for a lot of losers. But, like, you never envision them packing up and leaving.
They've been there for the majority of people who's been there. They've been there since 68. That's the majority of people's lives, whether you're young or you're old. If you're from Oakland or you moved to Oakland or you've been there the past 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, they've been there for a good portion of your lifetime. And just that, poof, they're gone. You know, they always say that sports teams, you know, they belong to the city. And every now and then we get that, oh, the people. But then we always get that punch to the gut, that reality, that they don't. They belong to billionaires. And the billionaires who are supposed to be stewards of the community and of the team for the fans, that they're not. At first, they're businessmen. And they're going to do what makes sense for them. And whether those fans happen to be in Oakland, or they happen to be in Vegas, or they happen to be in St. Louis or Los Angeles, they're always going to do what's best for them. Let's take a listen to this final call. As the A's have played their final game in Oakland, this is courtesy of NBC Sports California.
Here's the 1-2, Jankowski to Schumann. And the ground ball will end things. A 3-2 win for the Oakland Athletics. One more win for the Oakland fans.
A W on a day that everybody in the Bay needed one.
Oh, I saw some signs out there said had John Fisher's face, said liar. Oh, my goodness. And there's just so many people crying. This is sad. People crying makes me cry. Not really. But I want to cry. This lady's crying. And they got the nerve to have the video boards. Thank you, Oakland. Pathetic. Mark Kotze, former Athletic, played about 20 years ago for the team. Current manager. He stepped onto the field after the game. And he couldn't do anything but say, thank you.
There are no thank you for your lifelong support of the Oakland A's. I think we all should pay homage to this amazing stadium that we have had the privilege and pleasure of enjoying for 57 years. And I ask you for one more time to start the greatest cheer in baseball. Let's go, Oakland!
Oh, man, this is awful. Hickey, I'm watching a post-game show in the fancy NBC Sports studio. And the guys up on the desk, they're crying, too.
It's sad. Like, it's just, like I said, you never envisioned this day coming where you lose the team. You lose games, you lose seasons, but you never envisioned the team itself is going to be gone. And you kind of get the sense now, like you said, with the emotional reaction of the fans. I really wonder how many are going to stick with this team. You know, Sacramento's not all that far away, but obviously the Vegas is.
Yeah.
I wonder how many fans will stick around and still root for them versus say, you know what, you're out of here, screw you, I'm never, you know, cheering for you again. That's a tough part, I think, too.
To remain a fan of the team after they've left?
Right.
What do you do? I don't think you could just wake up and become a Giants fan, right? That doesn't work that way.
No. It feels like you'd be no baseball fan, which I don't know how that's fun either.
You root for the team from afar and you just hurt. I guess that's how it works, right?
That sucks.
It's like that friend who moves away when you're in elementary school. Change is a part of life. I think we all know that, unfortunately. But a billion-dollar entity just getting up and, I don't want to say walking away, but moving away is not something that you expect. They had a crowd today of 46,889, and that's without opening up that Mount Davis in center field. This is crazy. They have it up on a screen like Oakland, it's a funeral. Oakland Athletics 1968 to 2024. Farewell, Oakland. Yeah, this is sad. At least I give the grounds crew people some credit. You got a lot of fans who are, you know, giving cups and asking for some dirt to take back. The rest of the Hickey, there's a guy smoking something. I don't know what he's smoking.
Nice.
I don't know how he got it in there, but I guess he did.
Security, I guess, is not tight anymore.
Yeah, well, typically they would have kicked all these people out by now, you know. But this is really miserable. I know we got Marco Belletti getting ready to deliver the news. Marco, is it kind of unbelievable? The fans in Oakland right now are in shock. They're like, wow, the team is really leaving. They left. Now they're gone.
I can't imagine it. I can't imagine the range of emotions. If you're whatever age you are, you've rooted for the A's for however long in your life, and now they're just not going to be there. I can't fathom what that would feel like.
And the fans don't either. I mean, the fans are crying. The professionals in the studio for NBC Sports California, they're in the studio crying. This is like, I've never, you know, even as a fan, I get it. It's one thing to look at the Expos. They're the last team that moved. The Expos almost bled out up in Montreal, you know, playing up in the Olympic Stadium. And then it's, oh, they moved to Washington. But people know the A's. They've been there since 68. They won three World Series in the 70s. They won another one. There's so many legends and memories that have come in and out of that building. Mm-hmm. I just can never remember. I feel like I'm witnessing or part of a funeral.
Yeah.
For a professional sports fan. Not even when the Raiders left. And I guess because they were so nomadic between L.A. But now, I don't ever remember a funeral for a team. And I feel like this is what we got today.
I think that's exactly what it is. And I look, the Expos, and it was weird because you're right. It did wind up, it was so long drawn out. I mean, they didn't even have an owner at the end. It was, you know, they were owned by Major League Baseball. It was weird. It was awkward. And they didn't have the storied history that the A's have. That's part of it. But I mean, like, I heard you guys talking before, like, do you just travel as your fandom with it? I don't know. Are there a lot of Sonic fans that are Thunder fans now? Like,
no.
It almost feels like it's gone, and you know it. And today it's the last chapter. That's why you said it's a funeral, because this is it. You will no longer have the A's. I don't care where they play, whether it's Sacramento or wherever the hell they wind up going, they're never going to be the real A's anymore. And that's sad.
Well, let's ask this hypothetical question, right? If the Yankees, it's not going to happen. I know it sounds crazy. But if the Yankees moved, you'd follow the Yankees, right? You wouldn't quit on being a Yankees fan.
I'd like to think that I would still follow them. And I guess if they still had the name, it would be helpful. But if, say, the Yankees moved and they're now in Charlotte.
The Charlotte Yankees.
Yeah, if they're the Charlotte Yankees, maybe. If they're the Charlotte Penguins.
Oh, no.
Do you feel anything to them? So if the A's keep the name, maybe. But
they
if they wind
to.
Up changing the name?
No. Come on. That's even more of a hey, I put the knife in and I twisted it, but now I'm carving you up some more. When you're dead. No, you can't do that.
Oh, you could. I don't think John Fisher has any.
You think they're going to change the name
from
the Athletics?
I don't know, because I don't know where they wind up. Because the whole Vegas thing is awkward and weird, and we don't know if that's going to wind up coming to fruition. They're not going to play in Sacramento forever. So who the hell knows where this team winds up being? If they're in Montreal, they're the A's?
Come on.
Right. So I think that's part of it. I think that's every A's fan. It's not only that they're gone from Oakland, which is bad enough. We don't even know where they're going and what they're going to be and if they're still going to be. That's, I'm sure, rattling through the minds of a lot of A's fans right now.
Hickey, if the New York Mets... if they left Queens and they moved to Buffalo, where there are a lot of Met fans up there, and they became the Buffalo Mets. Or Erie. I mean, a little further out, they became the Erie Mets. Would you still be a Met fan? You follow the team, right?
I would, yeah. I just couldn't. I don't know. I couldn't give it up. I could not. And unless the only way I would is if another team somehow replaces them and comes to New York and, you know, is an expansion franchise, but otherwise, like, I just, for me and my fandom, I just could not all of a sudden wake up tomorrow and say, I'm no longer an A's fan. Uh-huh. They're dead to me, and basically stop watching baseball.
What about if they did change the name of the team?
Oh,
does that matter?
No, to me, it doesn't. Like, I still know the team.
So you're a Sonics fan. You're rooting for the Thunder right now?
If I was a Sonics fan, yeah, until they brought a team back to Seattle. Like, I don't know how I would function.
And I'm not yelling at you. I'm just curious because I can't imagine if you're a Sonics fan, have you have any link to the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I get it, but if you are, like, if that's been your life for 20, 30, 40 years, I just don't know how you wake up and say, okay, that part of me is gone. I just don't think it's – maybe over time, but, like, the first year I would root for them for sure.
I hate to talk. There's a lot of smoke in the stands right now, people. I'm saying there's a lot of smoke in the stands. A lot of kids still in the stands, too. So those people need to lighten up on the smoke. Here's a question, because now I think I have an Oakland Athletics hat at home. I think I do. I hope so. Or it's in storage. I don't know. I got to find me an Oakland Athletics jersey. I got to find one. I got to find a vintage jersey so I could wear. I don't know when. I'm not that old. I could still get away with wearing one. Whose name should I get? Like, who? If I find one, what's a good one? I don't want to wear Ricky Henderson. He's too crazy. Like, and Jason Giambi, too much drugs. Dave Stewart, is that okay? Oakland jersey, if I find that?
That's a tremendous call by you if you get Dave Stewart. Right. A great, yeah, I mean, you want to go into a little bit of lore? You go to Reggie, Catfish, yeah. Vita Blue.
I'm not finding those. I got to find something that's relatively, I guess, over the last 30 years.
Yeah, but I mean, Catfish and Reggie are Hall of Famers. So
no, I'm talking about to actually find. There's, you know what I found? There's a place not too far from my house. You know these vintage stores that pop up?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a group. I don't know. They just go in people's closets and stuff. And I was walking down the street one day, and it's just like, oh, the guy had a Grant Hill jersey from like 1995. And I said, I can fit this. And it was a real authentic jersey.
Those like, weird-ass Pistons ones with the dragon thing?
No, not that one. Oh, the classic.
Oh, well, I'm asking. I don't know.
Not the Jerry Stackhouse, and it was a piston, so it's a horse, okay? It's a horse.
Whatever the hell it was.
A dragon.
I don't know what it was.
Detroit Dragons? It was. Ugly colors. No, I'm not finding a vintage Reggie Jackson. I might be able to find something from the past 30 years. I have a Frank Thomas jersey at home. I need to get it cut up so I can actually fit it because it was from, 25 years ago. It's like it's huge. It's from the throwback era. I got to get it chopped up. I got to find, Mulder, Hudson, or Zito or something like that. I don't know. Not Jason Giambi. You can't wear that guy's stuff.
Yeah, out of all that, I like the Dave Stewart. At least you go back to the.
That's too far.
The World Series days.
You think I'd find a Dave Stewart jersey from almost 40 years ago?
No, probably not. Dave Stewart's a little. I think you'd have a better chance of finding Reggie than you would Dave Stewart.
Oh, come on now.
No, I do. Because he's Reggie. I mean, he's an enormous name. He's a Hall of Famer.
Who's selling that?
I feel like there were more. You had a hard time
from
finding a Dave Stewart.
Yeah, from the 70s?
I don't know if you could have found a Dave Stewart A's jersey in 1989 when they were winning the World Series. Like, I don't think it was this popular. Reggie's a household name.
All right. I doubt it, though. I don't know.
Probably not.
Finding a jersey from the 70s, I don't think so.
Yeah, to be fair, if you're going to go back even into the 80s, like maybe you can find a Canseco. I don't think you're going to find too much of this stuff.
Not wearing that.
That's what I mean. I don't think maybe a McGuire, maybe a Canseco.
Nope.
I don't think you're going to find the Hudson, Mulder, Zito stuff. I don't think so.
Matsui.
For the year he was there? Maybe.
Yes, I'd wear that.
Tejada?
Miguel? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, now we're talking.
Chavez? Yeah, you might be able to find that.
Yeah, number three, I could find me one of those. Yeah. I'm going to work on that. I haven't been on eBay in 25 years. I'm going to go to eBay and find it.
You going to find the Ben Grieve? No?
Oh, no. That's enough of you. Right. It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of things ending and retiring, Derrick Rose, he let everybody know that he was quitting today. We're going to talk about Derrick Rose, get into the Cowboys and the Giants.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We know the Oakland Athletics, they're done in Oakland. Earlier this morning, we learned that Derrick Rose is done with the NBA. After a 16-year career, he turns 36 years old next week. Happy early birthday to Derrick Rose, the number one overall pick in 2008. He's done already. Wow. Time flies, don't it? It's like he won MVP, won Rookie of the Year, had that knee injury and then the ankle injury and then another knee injury and more ankle injuries and more knee. And then was still able to play. Became a role player, bench guy. Went to the New York Knicks. Played for the Cavs, got hurt, Minnesota, Pistons, Grizz, Knicks, finished this past season up with the Grizzlies. Only played 24 games last year, averaged 8 points and 3 assists in 16 minutes. You know, I actually posted this on social media earlier today. If you should care to look at Derrick Rose warm up, knock yourself out. But he was here in Atlanta right before Christmas. He didn't play a minute in the game against the Hawks. But I was right there on the baseline as he warmed up. And you don't know if this guy was going in the game or out the game. Nobody knew. This man worked and warmed up harder than anybody on the Grizzlies. And I know it's one thing to say, well, he wasn't going to play. But the fact that he was the oldest dude out there and he's working the hardest, he set the tone for everything going on. And so just witnessing what he's done and the injuries that he overcame, I appreciate Derrick Rose. He was one of my favorite guys to watch. And I guess how athletic he was and how he played the game, I guess it wasn't possible to be that athletic and that explosive and just continue on. It's like he was too explosive for his own damn body and it just didn't work. Man, I found him to be more explosive than Westbrook. He's smaller than Westbrook. Guy's nuts. He's like a supernova. You got to catch him while he's here. But then he was still able to hang out. So all the best to Derrick Rose. He never complained. He never whined. He was never sitting on nobody's stupid podcast. He just worked. This guy just played basketball and hung out with his family. Hickey, I remember, did you know he lived in the area of the station? Did you know that?
Really? No, I did not.
He lived a couple blocks down. I'm not trying to shout out all his stuff. He lived in the Tribeca area.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and so I would see him just walking casually down the street with his family. Nobody bothered him. Nobody harassed him. You know, he was always just so relaxed and chill. I've had the opportunity to probably, I think, interview him one time. Just the same relaxed and chill. And I appreciate people who are like that because we got too many people who need to be screaming loud and be heard and I need to do this for my brand. This guy's brand was, I'm going to play basketball and I'm just going to get after you and I'm going to work hard. And that I appreciate. The hometown Chicago guy, he got a message from the Chicago Bulls showing him love. Take a listen to this.
With the first pick in the 2008 NBA draft, the Chicago Bulls select Derrick Rose from the University of Memphis.
I play with my heart. I'm playing on the highest basketball level in my hometown.
36 points and 11 assists for Derrick Rose in about as good a rookie playoff debut as you will ever, ever see.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Don't not do him like that! Did you not get the memo? Derrick Rose can go upstairs!
Why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why?
He was a supernova, once in a lifetime. And it's crazy that he had a 16-year career. You think about how often he got injured and how much he got hurt. You thought he was done from early on. And he was still able to come back and give you something. Every now and then, and quite often, unfortunately, we get these supernova stories. You think about the NBA, Brandon Roy and Greg Oden and what they could have been. And listen, everybody's body ain't built like LeBron's, okay? This is what makes what he does so amazing. 855-212-4227. Mark is here from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Mark, quickly.
Yeah, real quick. Listen, JR, I'll tell you, I love you, man. And Derrick Rose was, I'm not a real big basketball fan, but he was. I was excited they got him. But anyway, the Bears organization, I'm 64 years old. I've watched this team as a young kid, watching games with my dad. And you know something? George Halas, the Bears won the 85 championship on the coattails of you know, Papa Bear Halas. And Jim Finks and Jerry Vinisi, they built that team. The McCaskies took over in 84, but they were already, it started to go downhill in the early 90s. This team, they hire yes men. They would never hire Jim Harbaugh. They wouldn't hire a coach like, you know, like Detroit has. Guys that are tough mentality. The last one they had was Ditka, and it didn't bode well. And I just, I tell you that the coordinator they got, the offensive coordinator, this is a joke. Shane Waldron, they're going to ruin. Jim McMahon said this. Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. And this is a man who won the Super Bowl with the Bears. Speaks
Mark,
the truth.
Give it Give it a season, okay? Give it a season. Give it two seasons, Mark. Give it
two
seasons.
How do you not build the offensive line? How do you go into this? Brian Poles was an offensive lineman. How do you ignore the offensive line?
Mark, the first thing that they did as they sucked is they got the quarterback. Let's get through two years and see if they can keep him upright, okay?
All right, but I'm just telling you, if it's anything like the past, they have ruined. Look at Justin.
Well, it's not the past. Mark, I got to hit the break, so I'm going to let you go. And thank you for calling from Chicago. It's not the past. I know Caleb Williams hasn't had the greatest showing, and we knew he was going to run for his life. Give Poles time, okay? Let's get through more than, I don't know, three games first. Let's slow down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we ain't talking Chicago. We're talking New York and Dallas. Cowboys and Giants. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.